learned the Gemara and the Tosfos on Daf Samachem Beis. The Tosfos interpreted the Gemara that the Gemara was distinguishing between two types of Averis. Sometimes you have an Issa Pa'ula and sometimes you have an Issa Chalois. Within the area of an Issa Pa'ula, when the Torah forbids you from doing a certain Ma'is Averis, so then the Halacha says it depends. Is it a Lav Sheyeshvo Ma'isa, then it's Loikim Mola. But if it's a Lav Sheyma Ma'isa, then ain't Loikim Mola. But if it's an Issa Chalois, if the Torah prohibits you from bringing about a certain result, so then the Gemara says, the Tosfos interpreted the Gemara that the Gemara was distinguishing between two types of Averis. Sometimes you have an Issa Pa'ula and sometimes you have an Issa Chalois. Within the area of an Issa Pa'ula, when the Torah forbids you from doing a certain Ma'is Avera, so then the Halacha says it depends. Is it a Lav Sheyeshvo Ma'isa, then it's Loikim Mola. But if it's a Lav Sheyma Ma'isa, then ain't Loikim Mola. But if it's an Issa Chalois, if the Torah prohibits you from bringing about a certain result, so then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan is quoted in Tmura, and Rav Gimel Amud Beis is saying that we shouldn't say that Tmura is an exception to the rule. Mishnah says that one who makes Tmura, he takes a korban and he takes a behemah chulin, and he says, Harezu tachazu, he wants to switch the kedusha from the korban onto the chulin. So the Mishnah says that's an avera. And he's soifik as hargoyim, he gets malchus for that. So the Gemara points out, this is a problem. Why does he get malchus? Should be considered a lav shemo mais. So the Gemara quotes a braisa that quotes Rabbi Yosef Glibi. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule, that even though it's a lav shemo mais, and nonetheless, the halacha says, mepi ha-shmur lomda, the halacha says that you do get malchus, even though it's a lav shemo mais. So comes Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, and he tells the one who recited that braisa, amla Rabbi Yochanan l'tana, he says, cross out the word tamura. That's not called the lav shemo mais. Since the nature of the isa tamura is that it's an isa chalois, Torah forbids you from bringing about to bring such a thing into existence. So that's called a lav sheyeshbo ma'isa, and it's not really an exception to the rule. We discussed last week the Rambam happens not to paschal like Rabbi Yochanan for a different reason. He holds that that's not the nature of the isa. Nature is just not to say harizu tachazu, because the Rambam paschals that by sibur v'shutfim, if you have a korban sibur, a korban ashutfim, so the Mishnah says that it's ein oisa tmura. If somebody comes and he says harizu tachazu, we won't say v'hoi hu smarosi yakodesh, and nonetheless the avera he does have, and the Gemara says that he does get malchus, and the Rambam paskens he does get malchus. They see that the nature of the isu is that it's not an isa chalois. It is an isu even though nothing is chal. It's just an isa pa'ula. So that's why the Rambam holds that the tmur is an exception to the rule. The Rambam quotes the brisa kipsaros without the emendation, without the hagor of Rabbi Yochanan. But the idea that Rabbi Yochanan said, even if you won't accept Rabbi Yochanan over there, the Rambam doesn't accept Rabbi Yochanan there. He holds like the Braisa that Tmura is an exception to the rule. But the Tosfos holds that idea that Rabbi Yochanan said, that idea is an emissary idea, and that's what Tosfos interprets in our Gemara. That Rabbi Yochanan says, Chasama b'kol, v'niga b'kol is loike. Why is he loike? But the Avera was done ayde Amira. If you violate an Avera ayde Amira, there should be a lav shem u'maisa. So that's where Shlokish holds that you ain't a loike because lav shem u'maisa is no malchus. So Tosfos interprets in Rabbi Yochanan, no, that the nature of the Yisr of Lesachsim Shabidisha and the nature of the Yisr of Manik Biklaim is that it's an Issa Chalois. Torah doesn't just prohibit you from doing the Chasima. The Torah prohibits you from bringing about such a result. Torah doesn't want you should bring about a result that a behemoth should be Lesachsim Shabidisha, the behemoth should be doing the Disha, doing the Malacha in a state of being Muslim. It's an Issa Chalois, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan is driving at. It's Rabbi Yochanan Shitosa. Rabbi Yochanan the Taimei, just like Rabbi Yochanan said there in Tmura, whenever it's an Issa Chalois, that it's always labeled as a Lav Sheyesh Ma'isa, so to Rabbi Yochanan says over here, the Chasama B'Kol, the Higa B'Kol, is also going to be a Lav Sheyesh Ma'isa, because it's an Issa Chalois. So we mentioned this last week, we elaborated upon it a little bit, and then I mentioned that this may have ramifications in other areas of Halacha as well, the difference between an Issa Pa'ula as opposed to an Issa Chalois. So One area where there seems to be anachemina is the following: Taka chasama b'kol minhiga b'kol. The Gemara in Bava Metzian Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph has an ibaya. We have a sofik. We have a din amira l'nochri is not permissible on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you go to Fruma Homes, you wouldn't believe it, but there is such a din. Amira l'nochri is awesome. We have somebody had terror and noy ketta and everything. Thank you very much. But on the books, there is such a din. We're supposed to observe it also. Amira l'nochri is not allowed. So the Gemara has a suffix, this din midirabbanan. So xera midirabbanan. Amir v'nachri, that they only aser it in Shabbos, in Yontif, Chalamai, or that they even prohibit Amir v'nachri in Sharkal Atarakula. Let's say to plant kalayim. So to plant kalayim is an avera. If I'm going to plant kalayim, kerem is going to be asa bahanoa. So if I'm going to ask a nachri to plant the kalayim, I'm not going to gain anything. It's going to be asa bahanoa. I won't be able to eat it. I won't be able to sell it. So that doesn't pay. But let's say to plant the chveis kalayim ilonis, to do harkovas ilonis, to graft one min on the other. So that could be lishna iver. Oh, we learned in the Gemara earlier on the sugya b'nei noyach that there are tanoim who hold that that's included in the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And the Rambam writes like that, that b'nei noyach are not allowed to do hakovas ilonas. That's an isa, yeah. So let's say kloi zroim, not kloi hakerem. Let's say kloi zroim. Kloi zroim chutz loretz is mutter. But let's say kloi zroim in Eretz Yisrael. So it's also to plant it, but if you went ahead and you planted it, so then it doesn't become osa b'achila b'ano. So is it forbidden for me to ask a nochri to plant there? There's no prohibition for the nochri. What the Gemara has, some tanoim say, in the Rambam Paskins like that, that b'nei noyach hamuzer and kilayim is only hakovas ilonis, to graft one tree onto the other, that's osa. But to plant the vegetables near each other, that's not the osa for the b'nei noyach. So if I encourage a nochri, I'm paying money, that he should do Kaloi's rhyme for me in Eretz Yisrael, that's certainly not a prohibition of Lifnei Iver. But it'll be a shaila, is there an Issa Amir l'Nachri? Whatever I'm not allowed to do, I'm not allowed to ask a Nachri to do. Oh no, this prohibition, Amir l'Nachri, is only Shabbos Yontif and Chalamoid and Avelis. I think the Gemara has Avelis also. But Sharkal HaTarakula not. So the Gemara blags b'ani by the Leif Shita. And that's a machlokes. You look in the Ramam, Hilchas Kilayim, it's a machlokes, the Ramam and the Raiva. The Ramam says that it's mutter. I'm not permitted to plant Kloi Yisroim, but if I ask a Nachri, I pay a Nachri money. As long as I didn't do it, even though I encourage a Nachri to do it for me, there's no prohibition. And the Raiva says, Hayitochen, how can you do that? It's an Ibai, the Leif Shita, Safi, the Neymar, and you have to go Lechumer. And the same thing, there's a Tosis in Rosh Hashanah about making Tzuris Demus Cham Olavana V'Kachavim. The Gemara says, we have a prohibition. For the Nochem Alpi Pashtus, there is no such Iser. I'm making Demus Cham Olavana V'Kachavim, unless they're making it to worship it. But he's making, let's say, planetarium. Islam in this mutia, but let's say it wouldn't be l'Islam, it's just for fun. I want to make a planetarium. So for me to make the Muscham Olavana V'Kachavim is an Issa Derai, so the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. And what about to pay a Nachri to make it for me? Is that us? So Tosis says, hey, it's an Ibai V'Lev Sheet in the Gemara, so since it's a suffix, so you're not permitted to do it. And the Rambam seems to hold that it's mutter. The Rambam Paskins on an Ibai V'Lev Sheet that it's mutter. So the Gemara, the Rabbana, yeah. Should have been a suffix the Rabbanan, yeah. The Rambam writes Lahakil. So the Rambam, you should have passed Lahakil because it's a suffix the Rabbanan Lakuli, yeah. I don't know. The Raivan and the Tosis both say, since it's a Bait Lev Shita, so you should go Lachumr. Why should you go Lachumr? Why not go Lakuli? I don't know. Some kind of machlokes in the Kloli Apsak maybe. But there's machlokes halacha l'maaseh. Ramosha has a tshuva about this. Apparently, I think after Kennedy was assassinated, so the different organizations all chipped in money to pay that they should make a big bust of Kennedy. So for a Yid to make such a thing is also to make, even though it's not l'shem avodah zarah, they're not going to worship this statue, but just losasen iti, losasen oisi. A man was created b'tzelem alekim. So the Gemara says that to make a statue of a human body, to make such a statue is an Issa Deraisa. Many Rishonim hold, most of the Rishonim hold, that to take a photograph is also an Issa Deraisa. In Shulchan Aruch it says not so. Shulchan Aruch says only also to make a statue. Right, Shulchan Aruch says only if it's bolate, only if it's a three-dimensional thing, but if it's flat, then the Mechaber Paskin, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that there's no Issa. The Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Lahokil, you look in the Rishonim, Rov Rishonim hold the Chumra. That even a two-dimensional photograph of a human being is an Issa Deraisa to make such a photograph. So that's an alter machlokes. No, Shulchan Aruch was mekel, and in every generation there were those who were ma'ar on that. Why would they mekel if Rov Rishonim hold the Chumra? So the Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that. Is it permissible for the Jewish organizations to chip in money to pay to participate? They want to do it not l'shem avodah zarah. They want to do it to be mechabed. That's what the Medina felt, that this is a form of kavod to the President Kennedy. So we permitted to participate in the payment to have the Nocher make such a statue. There's no Lif Ne'iver, because the Nocher is not over on anything, but it's a Shalaf and Amniwal and Nochri. So Moshe says also that Tosfos and the Ravid say L'chumer, so it should really be L'chumer. It's a question, why? Based on the Klolei HaPsach, why not say Sveika the Rabbonu L'Kuk? It's a question. So the Gemara has the Sofik in Bob Metzia Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph. The Gemara has the Sofik about Amniwal and Nochri, B'shar Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara presents it. If I want to, I have a behemoth and I want the behemoth to do disha and I want to muzzle the animal, I don't want to do it myself, I don't want to violate the averus, I'll ask a nachri, I'll ask one of the workers. He works for me anyway, he gets salary to do the work, so I tell him, you muzzle the animal. So it's amir la nachri, there's no lif neiver, the b'nei nech don't have a din of lasafsim shor the disha. So is there a din of amir la nachri on this or not? So that's the bayit galoif shita. So there the Raman paskins l'chumer. There the Raman paskins. By Kalai, he says it's mutter. In all other places, by Amir al-Nachri, outside of Shabbos Yontif and Chalamoid, and in Avelis, he paskins lahakel. Amir al-Nachri is mutter. And by Lasachsim Shabbadisha, he writes lachumra that it's osir, but he writes aloshin. It's osir, but if he does it, ain't loikim olaf. You don't get maltas. So it's tam, it's, first of all, it's astir in the Raman. The Rambam in the Perek Aleph in Hilchos Klein writes that there's no prohibition of Amir al-Nachri on planting Kloy Yisroim, and here he writes that there is an Isan Amir al-Nachri. Tzveit Kasha is, the Rambam writes, it's Osir Avalein Loikim Olav. Sounds like it's a Rebbeidleif, Shita, Tzofik. So you go to Chumer, but you don't give Malkis. What do you mean Malkis? The whole Shaila of the Gemara was, is that an Isa de Rabbanon, Amir al-Nachri on Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. So there isn't going to be Malkis anyway, it's an Isa de Rabbanon. What he means is no Makas Mardis. He doesn't write there's no Makas Mardis. He says, if you did Amir al-Nachri on Lasafsim Shabbadisha, it's also Avalei Loikim Olav. So the simple mashmoz of the Loshen Aram, I think the Mishnah Melech points it out, wasn't it? The simple mashmoz of Loshen sounds like it's a Sofik deraisa lechumre, but you don't give Malkus. What's a Sofik deraisa? He's talking about Amir al-Nachri, Bishari Sur. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out. And the Rambam would appear that the Rambam understood differently, like perhaps along the lines like Tosfos says. Tosfos claims that Tosfos says Pshat and Rabbi Yechon Chasam beBikol Benhiga beBikol Rabbi Yechon Amaloike Chayiv Malkus. Why? Because it's an Isa Chalois. The nature of the Isa is not to bring about such a result. It's not an Isa Peula that you have to be done. Is it Yeshmo Maisa? Is it Emo Maisa? And it's only violated like they call like the Amira, so it should be considered a Lashemo Maisa. No, here Rabbi Yechon holds shiny member the Bidibura Sabbat Maisa. If the nature of the Isa is not to bring about a certain result. So it's a Nisach Halois. A Nisach Halois, by definition, is always considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. So from the Rambam would be Mashma that he was mistapek, he learned the Gemara Sofek, if you do Amira the Nochri to do Losachsim Shabbadisha, maybe that's a violation of a Nisa Deraisa of Losachsim Shabbadisha, not a Sofek on a Drabon, a Sofek on a Din Deraisa. Why? Since it's a Nisach Halois, not to bring about such a result, and maybe even Aide Yakum is also a Nisach Halois, maybe it still relates back to me. Maybe I feel like they grom it. If I ask someone else to do it, it's not biyadai. I got someone else to do the dirty work for me. So maybe even though the worst, the most it can be, the maximum it can be, is that you're going to call it the groma, still, the Rambam is mistapik to say that maybe groma constitutes an isa deraisa by an isa halois. So that's why he writes it. Osir misafik avalei loikimol. Sounds like it's a safik deraisa.
So why is it different in Kalaya? What about the miracle?
Apparently, Kelayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't get upset about Kelayim. He gets upset if people plant Kelayim. It's an Issa Pula. But if there's Kelayim growing, so Gonisht. If it's Kelayim, Kerem, it'll be Asa Mana. But if it's Kelayim's Raim, Gonisht. The Issa only is not to plant the Kelayim. So if you get someone else to do it, it's Ayyidei Grom, it's Mutter, there's no Prohibition. So that may be another Nafkamina in this issue, whether you label any given Issa as an Issa Pula or an Issa Halais. If you'll have Amir al-Nachri, according to the Rambam, by Nisa Halois, it's a possibility that it may constitute a Nisa Deraisa. It's problematic. It doesn't really fit into the whole Sugim Bov Metziah and Daf Tzadik. The Gemara Shaila is about Amir al-Nachri and the Rabbanon. The Gemara talks about the Sirus. There is a prohibition of the Yartzachem lo Isachu. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be Misaris. The Pasuk goes, you're not allowed to be Misaris of Balchai, dogs, animals, and certainly you're not allowed to be Misaris of human being. And this is serious on people, and this is serious on animals, and this is serious on insects. There's a Rabbeinu Gershom, I think, in the Sugya of Chardel, in the second parak in Bava Basra, where he learns that there's a Nisa serious on insects also. The Gemara says if you feed the mustard to the insects, so that will be Mesaris then. So Rabbeinu Hananel or Rabbeinu Gershom, I forgot about you, on the side of the Gemara, whoever it is, so he learns that that's an Issus Tiferes, even on insects is such an Issus. So the Gemara discusses, what if you're Mesaris the Behemah Ayidei Akum? Maisa Mechoyon, people who have pets, so they always give the pets over to a Goyisha doctor to do Tiferes. So the Gemara says that that's prohibited. The Gemara says that that's Asur. And there's a penalty that even if you went ahead and you didn't, there's a penalty you have to get rid of the baby. You have to sell it to someone else. Not just sell it to your wife, sell it to your son. And still stay in the same family and belongs to him. That doesn't help. You have to sell it to some stranger far away. And you're not allowed to have any shaykhs with it. So the Gemara there discusses, why is it so clear that that's the psak halacha, that you're not allowed to be misaris ha'idei nachri? Is it because of lifnei iver? Is it because we have adopted, that's how the Rambam paskens, we have adopted the position of that Tana, that Siris is also from the mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and Nachri is not permitted to castrate any animals or any human beings? So if he has the Nachri to do it for you, that's lifnei iver, or that's how the Rambam paskens, it's an Issa for the b'nei Noach, and it's an Issa lifnei iver. Or perhaps the Amora doesn't necessarily pasken like that. Perhaps the Amoraim who held for sure that there's an Issa for me to give it to the Nachri, is because of Amir Eliyakim in Shar Mitzvah Sater. So the Gemara puts it together. If Yeske Nachri to violate Lasaksim Shabbadishan, Yeske Nachri to do Sirus, it's the same thing in the Gemara. So according to the Rambam, shouldn't be the same. If Yeske Nachri to do Lasaksim, to do Chasima, that's maybe an Issa Deraisa. If Yeske Nachri to do the Sirus, the maximum is going to be an Issa Derabbanan. It doesn't write over there, Oslavein Loikim Olof. That's right over there, that it's a sveka deraisa. That's a lifnei iver. If you hold the other way, then it's an iser of amir lenochir. But it's not that the aridei grom is an iser deraisa. So the pshat in the Rambam is problematic how it fits into the Gemara. But in the Rambam, it seems that that's what the Rambam does hold. We don't see exactly how he got it from the Gemara like that. So this perhaps is another nafkamida between an iser chalois as opposed to an iser paula. If you have aridei akum, the Rambam seems to hold, if it's an Issa Halois, then it can turn out to be an Issa Deraisa. This is really, the Ragachova has such an afkamina. In the Ksavim of the Ragachova, he comments on the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chof Amibes. The Gemara and Shabbos says that Gram Kibui is Mutam in Atoirah. The Ramah Paskin is like the Mordechai that it's awesome in the Rabbonah. The Gram Kibui is awesome in Rabbonah. Now the Rishonim hold it's even Mutam in the Rabbonah. And Shulchan Aruch, we Paskin like the Ramah, like the Mordechai. The Gram Kibui is also mid the Rabbana, but Mutam and Atar. That's why there are certain coolers, B'makam Hefsid, B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam other coolers, B'makam Choyla. So you say, you might the Gram, all the Gram are telephones based on that assumption that the Gram is only an Issa the Rabbana, and therefore there's room to be made when there's a big Shas Atkar. So the Gemara says that Gram Sirus is not so poshut. To be Misaris Balechaim is an Issa the Raisa, Barzachem Loisasu. You're not permitted to cause Sirus. So the Gemara says, does one only violate the Issa Deraisa of Sirus if the veterinarian does the Sirus be Adai Mamish? What if he does surgery? What if he does something on a different part of the Balchai's animal, not on the Ebraha Leida? And this causes indirectly that the animal will not be able to be Niskak to another animal. If it's only a Gram Sirus. So the Gemara pilpels about that there's a possibility, and that's Sugyan, Kuf Chof on the base. The Gram Sirus is also. Why? But the Gemara says that Gram is Muta not only by Shabbat, Muta by Mechikas Hashem, Muta by other Isurim also. Gram is a Heter and Kovat Arkul. Vaset Pizongazetz, why they pick out Sirus, the Gram Sirus should be also. So that's what the Ragachov explains in one of the Sixovim. He says it depends whether you're dealing with an Issa Pula or an Issa Chalais. If you're dealing with an Issa Pula, so if you did Aide Gromah, so you didn't do it. So you didn't do the Pula. Like, it depends. An Issa Pula depends. There's a Lav Sheish B'mais, a Lav Sheim B'mais. It depends. But if you're dealing with an Issa Chalais, so as long as you bring about that result by hook or by crook, you did it Aide Gromah, what's enough community? But bottom line, you brought about that Chalais. You don't have to have a Pula. The nature of the Aver is not, don't do this Pula or Asur. The nature of the Aver is, don't bring about this result. So if you brought about the result, Aide Gromah, it'll bite to be an Issa Deraisa. That's how the Rav Shabbos suggests in one place. Yeah, that's how the Rambam said by Chasson of the Kol. The Rambam understood that that's a Sufik deraisa. He writes, also they like him all. If you do Aide Akum, I do Aide Akum, is also Grama. A svara that there would be Malkus also. And Issa Chalois, by definition, is always a Lav Sheish B'mais.
Shabbos, Shoshet Kel Sefer and also a Grum? Shoshet Kel Sefer Kadesh Lo Tevin?
Shoset Kosi Koren is not, I don't think it's Grumme, but it's still not the full Issa Deraisa. The full Issa Deraisa of Sirus is if you tamper with the Eber HaLeidah B'Yadayim, you mekalkal the Eber HaLeidah by surgery. Shoset Kosi Koren is less of an Issa. Shaila doesn't mean that there's just no Malkus, or it means that it's only an Issa Derabbanan. That's a discussion on Shulchan Aruch. That's a discussion that the Iragro and others discuss, but the Shosikosikorin makes it that it's only an Issa Derabbanan, makes it less of an Issa Deraisa. Lower level, it's not the full, it's not the, like a Chotzi Shir of the Issa. That's a discussion. Then there's a famous tshuva, I'll just say this one. There's more nafkaninas also about this when you're dealing with an Issa Pula as opposed to an Issa Chalois. The first of the poskim to discuss Esrik Hamurkov was, I think, the Levush, if I'm not mistaken. The Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Levush that if you have an Esrik Hamurkov, it's possible because it's a mitzvah habo ba'aveira. What's a mitzvah habo ba'aveira? Because it doesn't matter who did the harkovas or ilonas, whether it was done by Yitz or done by a goy, it doesn't make a difference, because he says, the Levush says, we assume la'alocha de b'nenech amuzer Al Harkovas Ilonis, that's the Ramam's Psak, Shachan Yeredei quotes that Ramam Ledina, that this is from the mitzvahs that B'nenech Amuza, not to graft one branch from one tree on another tree to come up with a new fruit, a hybrid of a new fruit. It's an Issa Deraisa to do it. If you did it, you're allowed to eat the peris. But you're not allowed to do Harkovas Ilonis, even a Chutzlorz, it'll be an Issa Deraisa. And even Aydei B'nei Noyach, whether a Yid made the Harkovas Ilonis or a Nochri made the Harkovas Ilonis and Avera was violated, so if you're going to use that Esrik HaMurkov for the mitzvah, does heist mitzvah bo ba'aveira. That's when the Magen Avraham quotes the name of Levush. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of his father, that they asked, he said when his father took his first Rabbonis, I think in Rasein or something, I'm not sure what he said. So he said the minig was that all the Balabatim came and visited the Rav on Shabbos Chalmoy. So he gave Kiddush and everybody came. So the Dayan struck up a conversation. Dayan wanted to embarrass his father, he says. So Dayan struck up a conversation and he started to talk about Esrik HaMurkov. So he said, it's an Ofen HaMechaber that it's no good. So Dayan knew it's Nishkin Ofen HaMechaber, but it's not a Mechaber at all. It's a Magen Avraham. First one, Magen Avraham quotes it from the Levush. So he said, where's an Ofen HaMechaber? He says, yeah, bring a Shulchan Aruch. He brought a Shulchan Aruch. So he said, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Esrik HaMurkov is the wrong din. Mechaber doesn't talk about the Harkov, it doesn't talk about Esrik HaMurkov. It says, it's the wrong din. That's a different Hezbollah. It's not because of Mitzvah Bobaver, it's a different thing. If you graft an Esrik with a lemon, so it's a half Esrik, half lemon. So it's not an Esrik, it's not a full Esrik. That's a Shaila. What if you'll graft an Esrog tree with an Ivan Srak? That's usually what they do, I think, because the Esrog tree doesn't bear any fruits the first couple of years. It's very schwach. So they graft it with an Ivan Srak in order that it should be stronger. So the Ilan Srak doesn't give any peris at all. So you can't say that the Esrik HaMurkov is a hybrid of an Esrik with another min. There is no other min. The Ilan Srak doesn't give, doesn't bear any fruits whatsoever. So if you say that the reason why it's possible is because the Levush is Tamis Mitzvah Bababera, so that the Din says that you're not permitted to be marked Ilanis, even an Ilan Srak with an Ilan Arisa Peris, that's still an Issa. So it'll still be, if you offer that Din Mitzvah Bababera, so it'll still be a problem. But if the reason why it's no good is because of the wrong min, so there's no min that is mixed up with over here, so then it should really be good. That's most of the cases when they're marked, I think they're marked with an Ilan Srak. So he said his father didn't like that tam mitzvah b'aveira. And there's a long tshuva, a famous tshuva in the Beis Ephraim. Ephraim is al-Magol, he says a tshuva in Chel Karachayim, where he doesn't accept this reasoning of the Levush. He thinks that it's not correct, and he develops this whole idea based on a Tosfos in Tmura, I think, that mitzvah b'aveira only applies when you're dealing with an Issa Chalois. We're dealing with an Issa Pu'ula, so what should I have to say mitzvah b'aveira? So someone did an Avera, so why is it later on you say that you're using the Cheftza Shal Avera for the mitzvah? So Nishkan Cheftza Shal Avera. Someone did an Avera. It doesn't affect the Cheftza. Mitzvah b'aveira is only if it's an Issa Chalois, and I say the results were non-desirable results. He develops this whole idea based on the Tosfos, about L'Sechel Kol Tayevo. So he has there's a very strong tshuva. He quotes Rishonim say like this, in the end of Kol HaBasa he quotes a Ritvo, and a sugya like that. that we distinguish in L'Sechel Kol Tayevo, Kol Shigavte V'chare, but Baal Terechol only applies when it's in Issa Chalois. When it's in Issa Pula, it doesn't apply. So he tines that the same is certainly true regarding Mitzvah Baba there as well. It should only apply in a case we're dealing with in Issa Chalois. So just to review again, this distinction that the Tesis made over here, they interpreted that's Rabbi Yochanan in Temura, and that's Rabbi Yochanan over here, L'Shitasa. This distinction is not only relevant to this issue at hand of a lav she'en bo ma'aseh versus lav she'yesh bo ma'aseh, that you say whenever there's an issa chalois, we always label it as a lav she'yesh bo ma'aseh, but it's an issa pula, then we have to figure out, is it yesh bo ma'aseh, ein bo ma'aseh, issa chalois is always yesh bo ma'aseh. It's relevant to other areas of halacha as well. Relevant for grama, relevant to halidei amir le'akum, could be an issa deraisa. Relevant for kol shati after l'cha. It has other ramifications as well. Yeah. On this sugya, there happened to be, some of the participants, a few people point out, there happened to be two problematic Rambams on this sugya that we did about Ovi Yidon. One problem in the Rambam is that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin lists off all the people who are chayv skila. So it says, Balov is chayv skila, and Yidon is chayv skila. The Mishnah in Krisis is listing off the same characters as over here, appear over there. They're all chayv koreis, the mezid. And if they did a b'shegig, then the chayv chatos. So the Mishnah only lists off balov, and it doesn't mention yidoni. So it doesn't give any ganzer sugya. Ma'ishnocha the tana balov yidoni. Ma'ishnosam hakam increases. It doesn't say yidoni. It just says balov. So there was a machleg Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yechanan claims that the reason why the Mishnah says over there a list of all of the lamav of creases, hamur is batara, all the 36 creases. What's the significance of saying the number? So he says, because if you violated all 36 behelam echad, you chayv 36 chatos. Same as Rabbi Yochanan says in Masechah Shabbos, that the Mishnah says that there are 39 avos malachas. What's the significance of saying the number? That if you violate all, if you violate chilul Shabbos, all the 39 malachas behelam echad, there's a chiluk malachas l'Shabbos, and you chayv 39 chatos. Rabbi Yochanan has the same word on the Mishnah increases, that it says the number 36, that 36 creases are more is batera, to imply that if you violate all 36 yichayev, 36 chatos. Rabbi Yochanan says, but balov yidoni can't be chayev two chatos because it's all balav echad nemru. Shneim balav echad nemru. And Reish Lakish disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan holds that shouldn't be so. Just because it's in one lav, just because it appears in Chumash in one lav, but each one has a separate pasuk that yichayev skila. So since there's a chiluk legabi misa, so it should be mechalik lachatos. Rabbi Yochanan holds no. Chiluk of lav in a shmo chiluk. Rabbi Yochanan holds chaluka de lav shmo chaluka, chaluka de miso, lo shmo chaluka. That's the Gemara on Samachim, and now of 10 lines from the top. So usually whenever there's a machlek, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. Very few exceptions. The Gemara has only 3 exceptions to the rule. And over here, the Rambam, here they have the tziun, they have the tiny letter gimel on Rabbi Yochanan. Hol shneim lav echanan. But you look in the Rambam, the Rambam is beferish. The Rambam says beferish that if you do all of these aderes, yechayev 43 chatos. The Mishnah says, lamed vav kriis amos batar 36. The Rambam made the 36 into 43. Yeah, somebody has 24 by arayis and somebody over here, I forgot about it. He adds them up and it comes up to be 43 chatos. And included in the 43 chatos, he has aleph, beis, gimel, he lists them off. So he has baloi, there's one, yinidoni is another one. So that's a pella. That the Noisei Kelem and the Rambam say, those are pella. Why did the Rambam pass in like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan? The din is usually like Rabbi Yochanan. That's a problem. So the Yosef has a discussion. He tries to reinterpret that Rabbi Yochanan never said it. So that's a problem. Whatever the solution is going to be, that's one major problem. Then the other major problem was that the sugya discussed over here, the assumption was that Balov is Yesh Bo Ma'aseh and Yidoni is Ein Bo Ma'aseh. Yidoni is considered Ein Bo Ma'aseh. And the Rambam paskens that in order to be Chayv HaChatos, you have to have Yesh Bo Ma'aseh. That was the Machlokes HaTanoim. And the first Mishnah increases whether one is Megadeth. One is Megadeth Mekalel Es Hashem. So there's one discussion, Es Hashem Hu Megadeth and Nichriso. Where's that in Parsha Shlach? Es Hashem Hu Megadeth and Nichriso. Does it mean he cursed Hashem? He was Mekalel Shem Hashem? In his Chayv Koris, one who is Mekalel Es Hashem is Chayv Koris, and maybe Es Hashem Hu Megadeth goes on over to Avodah Zarah. So Rashi quoted, that was the Machlokes HaTanoim. When the Megadeth here, that's the Rashi Samach Dalad on the base, which says, Krisis Dav Zayin on the base. Then 10 lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Krisis Dav Zayin on the base. Rashi said, that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Increases whether when it says in Chumash, Hashem Hu Megadeth goes on Mekabel Bas Hashem, it goes on Ovid Ovid Zar. So all the Tanoim there are assuming in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva and Achram are both assuming that Megadif is Hashem, there is Koris. And if there's Koris, then maybe it's a B'shegik, there should have been a Chiyuv Chatas. But the Shaila is, in order to be Chayv Chatas, you have to have Yesh Bo Maisa. Is that considered Yesh Bo Maisa? Are they Amira? So that's a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Achram. So Rabbi Akiva holds that Megadif, even though it's Yesh Bo Maisa, nonetheless, Yechayv Chatos, and we don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Paskan and Megadev is not Chayv Chatos. The Rambam should have said, the Gemara makes an equation. If Megadev is not Chayev, so Yedoyne should also not be Chayv Chatos. And that's a problem. The Rambam writes that Yedoyne is Chayv Chatos. How can it be? Paskan is that Megadev is not Chayv Chatos. So Yedoyne should also be considered Ein Bo Maisa, not Chayv Chatos. So that Alecha Mishneh points out that problem. So he says that he has an answer. The answer is a shveri answer, it's problematic, but he says he has an answer. He says, if you look in the Loshon HaRambam, the Rambam writes Amod in the Loshon. He doesn't say Baloi V'Yidoni. He says, Baloi or Yidoni Ayidei Maisa. What did he stick in Yidoni Ayidei Maisa? There is no such expression, Yidoni Ayidei Maisa. So he says, the Rambam at Fashtana, there are two kinds of Yidoni. The whole sugi over here in increases. That's talking Rabbi Yechem Ishlokish, that Yidoni is even Maisa. That's one kind of Yidoni. Then there's another kind of Yidoni. I don't know what it's all about. He gives you a description of waving with the hands, with the arms, whatever. So he says, sometimes it's Ayidei Maisa, and there's never, not subject to machloikas, that everybody would agree. And the machloikas goes, when you don't, it's Ayidei Maisa. It doesn't fit in the Gemara. It's Yesh Li Yashu B'doichim. That's it. The Lecha Mishnah has that Yishuv on the Ram. So those are the two famous problematic Rambams on this Sugi, Lipsak Halacha. The one is that he sounds like he's paskin like Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yechanan. That Chalukah, the Miso, Shmo Chalukah, he says that Baloi V'Yidoni is Chayv Shtei Chatos. The simple reading of the Gemara, that was exactly the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokesh. Why didn't he pass like Rabbi Yechanan? That Chalukah the Lav Shmo Chalukah, Chalukah the Miso Lav Shmo Chalukah. That's one problem that the Yerushalmiach works very hard on. And then the other problem was that the Rambam paskins that Yidoni is Yesh Bo Maisa. It's against the whole assumption of the Gemara that Yidoni is Eimo Maisa. So the Lecha Mishnah says there are two kinds of Yidoni. That's why the Rambam writes, Yidoni Ayidei Maisa. Then the Gemara continues to discuss exactly how does this, how do you do Balov, how do you do Yidoni, whole discussion. So then the Gemara gets up, diverts to another topic, so they tell a story that on one occasion, Rabbi Akiva met to an Esrufus HaRosha. It always used to bother the Nochrim, why the Yidin are so lazy. That's what they have in their literature. Why the Yidin are so late? They keep on taking off. Once a week they take off, and every month they can donish because not Hayantif, they're always taking off. So he asked Rabbi Akiva, my yomi yom mayim, what's the epis today? How come you don't go to work today on Shabbos? So Rabbi Akiva has a whole debate with him, and he says, I will show you. So he says, but how do you know? He tells him, Baruch Shalom told us we have to observe Shabbos. So Frekta, how do you know that today Shabbos? Maybe it's a different way. So he says, your father's grave, Kivishalavich Yachiach, he says his father gave an Arosha Merusha, Tunis Rufus Arosha, his father was also Arosha, and smoke comes up all week long, and on Shabbos the smoke doesn't come up because the Rishonim don't burn a Gehenim on Shabbos. It's interesting, the Rishonim don't burn a Gehenim on Shabbos, even the Nochrim. One could argue the point in some Kabbalist form, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes, and in some Kabbalist form they comment on the Mishnah Masech Shabbos as a Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim nitolim b'Shabbos, chutz, kol ha-neiris, how do you say it? Kol ha-neiris nitolim b'Shabbos, chutz min ha-neir ha-derlik b'Shabbos. So the Pasha Pshat is that if you have a leichter that you didn't bench licht in, you have a candlestick that's sitting there, but you didn't light any flame on it. So it never became a basis of davar ha-osa. So just the klisha malachta li'is maximum. A leichter is a klisha malachta li'is. So you're permitted to move it, l'tzorch guf and l'tzorch mekonim. But a ner hadolik b'Shabbos. But if you lit in that leichter on Shabbos, so hanach le ner shemen psila became a basis davarasa because the shalheves, the flame on top, is mukti on Shabbos. On yontav the flame is not mukti. You can light another flame from it. You can add a light another candle. But on Shabbos the flame is davishem b'hishtamshes klal. So the flame, the shalheves is mukti. So the whole psila in the shemen in the cup and the ner, everything becomes a basis davarasa. So everything is us. So you're not, and since it's a bus, it's davar ha'asa, it's mukta mamash, you're not permitted to move it, even l'tzorch guf and l'tzorch mekonim. So that's the Mishnah in Kira, in the third parashah of Shabbos, the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Kol ha'neiris metaltalim b'Shabbos, all leichters may be moved on Shabbos, l'tzorch guf and l'tzorch mekonim. Chutz mena there, adolik b'Shabbos, if you lit in this near, then you're not allowed to. So Rabbi Yosef Engel there on Shabbos quotes from Kabbalah Svarim that they had another taich in the Mishnah, in addition to the Pshuto Shalom Mishnah. Ner Hashem Nishmasanim goes on the Nishama. So if someone is Nidon to Gehenim, so on Shabbos he's out again. Kol HaNeris Mitaltalim HaShabbos. The Neris, the Nishamas are removed from Gehenim on Shabbos, they give him a break. Except if he was Machal Shabbos during his lifetime, then he's gehalten from Shabbos. That's all a brennan in Gehenim on Shabbos also. Well, if he Shittosi, he didn't hold from Shabbos. Chutz Ben HaNer, Adolik B'Shabbos. If he was a Ner who was Machal Shabbos during his lifetime, so why should we give him a break that he shouldn't burn again after he dies? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, Frek Takashe, so what Tunis Rufus, his father, was a Shomer Shabbos, given an Akum, so why is it that the smoke doesn't come up from his grave on Shabbos? Unless you say, no, this only goes, Ayid who is Machal Shabbos, Ayid is Machal Shabbos, he's supposed to be a Shomer Shabbos, so he desecrated Shabbos, so then he doesn't deserve to be removed from Gehenim on Shabbos. But if he's an Achri, well, it's not his fault, he didn't do anything wrong. He did wrong all week long by being a Rabbi Avodah Zarah. But he didn't do wrong by being a Machal Shabbos, so then he's removed from Gehenim even on Shabbos. Anyway, that's what it says in the Gemara, that Tunis Rufus HaRosha's father, smoke came out all week long, that all week long is Mala Oshon, and on Shabbos is Eina Mala Oshon. And he says, Nahar Sambat Yom Yochir, that all week long it throws rocks. It's stormy, it's throwing rocks. And Shabbos doesn't throw any rocks. Obviously, we have Sim and Nikar Min HaShamayim. We know which day is Shabbos, a special day. And the Rebbe Shalom told us we have to observe Shabbos. There's a famous discussion in the Mishlam Melech has a Drush Sefer Parashas Drochmas. He has a discussion exactly which hours of Shabbos did the Neshamas not burn again. A Shabbos Yerushalayim time, a Shabbos China time, a Shabbos New York, a Shabbos Los Angeles, a Shabbos Australia. Every place in the world is a different their time zone. So which is it? So he quotes some his father's Rebbe, some I forgot already, some Svardish Goyim. Mishlam Melech is one of the Svardish Goyim. So he quotes a Svardish Goyim by name, and he says, goes on Yerushalayim time. Yerushalayim time, when it's Shabbos in Yerushalayim, then the Neshamas don't burn again. But as soon as it's Oy Shabbos in Yerushalayim, then they go back to again. So we have a minig, an old minig, at least from the days of the Goyim, maybe from earlier, that we say the Yitin Lecho. And Motzoi Shabbos, just to extend Shabbos longer, because we want to give a break to the Rishon who are they're off on Shabbos, they're off. So as long as we don't say Havdalah, as long as it's still Shabbos by us, so the Rishon must still potter from Gehenim. So we want to give him a break, so we extend Shabbos a little longer. So we say V'yitin L'cho, just to extend Shabbos. That's a Shaila. So we understand that they should say V'yitin L'cho in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. By us is already 7 hours later. So what are we saying? So a light plug because of Yerushalayim. I don't know. That's a shame. Anyway, that's how the Gemara says over here. Then the Gemara talks about the Gemara has the famous comment that some of the Amoraim knew how to make Balichayim using Sefer Yetzirah. So it says that every year of Shabbos, they used to use Sefer Yetzirah. Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia, Havayas, we call Mali Shabbat, every Shabbos, they would learn Sefer Yetzirah. They couldn't afford to buy any flesh. And they would create a nigla tilt, and they would shecht it, and they would eat it on Shabbos. Oh, that's a shayla that you have to shecht it. Is it really ton shechita? Is it really fleshig? That's a shayla. Whatever you create, like they say, Sefer Yetzirah, it should be synthetic. It should be synthetic food. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote Rav Shlomo in the back of the regular Yerideya, the Vilna Yerideya, Achim Alman Aram. So they have Haoris from Rav Shlomo Vilna, who was a dayan in Vilna at the time they were printing the Vilna Shas and the Vilna Shulchan Aruch. So they have a Haoris that he quotes from the Malbim in his Pirish in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. The Malbim writes the beginning of Parshas, the Cheshik Shlomo quotes the Malbim in the beginning of Vayera, that Avraham Avinu gave the Malach and Basa B'cholof. What's going on? It says he gave Chema B'cholof together with Ben Abokar. How can it be? So the Malbim says, so the Medrash says that the Malach made Basa B'cholof. Sure, the Medrash says like that. But the Malbim says, no, Shteit Ben Abokar She'osa Avraham. So Pash Pshat HaShe'osa, he shechted it, he cooked it, he baked it. So he says, HaShe'osa, he made the Ben Abokar with Sefer Yetzirah. When you make a Behemoth with Sefer Yetzirah, it's synthetic food and it's paraben. So he quotes this la'alocha. Rav Shlomo Levin quotes this la'alocha. He ate basa b'cholof. That's the matter. The matter says that it was basa b'cholof. Yeah. So he quotes such a malbim. He says not so. That it was part of a flesh. There's such a thing as part of a flesh. Gemara says they knew Rabba Bora Gabra. The Gemara says Rabba made a goylom. He knew Sefer Yetzirah, knew how to make a goylom. So this is a discussion, the Behetev in I think Simon Nun Hey, in Orechayim, they have the dinim of Birchas Hashach and Birchas HaTorah, and then Korbanus, and then it says someone, you have a minion, and you say Kaddish, and then you say Baruch Hu. You say Sukkah de Zimra, and then it says, you say Kaddish, and then you say Baruch Hu, and you start Birchas Kriya Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch has over there, by the Kaddish with the Baruch Hu, they discuss how do you constitute a minion. You have to have Asar, Yisraelim, Bar Mitzvah people, women are not mitzvah, Tanim are not mitzvah, Bevaknani is not mitzvah. So their Hatem quotes a suffix from the Chacham Tzvi. What about a Goylom? If someone creates a Goylom, is the Goylom mitzvah or not? So the Chazon Ish talks about that, and the Sefer Chazon Ish talks about this Chacham Tzvi. He says, how can it be? The Gemara says, Rabba Bara Gavri made a Goylom, and then they saw the Goylom couldn't carry on a conversation. He didn't have the Koyach HaDibur, so he killed him. He killed a golem. So how can you kill a golem? So you see that not only Nishkin Yid, Shadizim, it's Tarftam in Tiyayitza Goy. He says, I feel a Nishkin Goy, not a Goy either. It's not a human being. It's a synthetic thing. If it's not born in a normal fashion, if you create a person, are they safe? It's serious. It's not considered a human being. There's no Isolo Sirtza. That's what he comments based on this Gemara. He brings this raya. I don't remember. I thought the Chacham Tzvi quoted the Gemara in the second parak in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, "Kol malamed is ben chaber Torah, marvav lavakasu kili yelodai." So if I'm malamed is ben chaber Torah, kili yelodai. Kal v'chaimer, if I created him, if I made the whole golem, yesh mayayin, so to speak. So zeh kili yelodai. So since I'm a yid, so maybe the golem should also be a yid. That's what he talks about. So the Chazon Ish quotes this Gemara. He says, "How can it be? If you see that there's no Isra Lord Tziritzel," so he says, "not only is an Ishkin Yid, I feel an Ishkin Goy, the Chalal not a human being." That's what you see from this Gemara. Okay. Tony more goes on. Other Agadites. Other Agadites. And next daf, the Mishnah is going weiter. The Mishnah is listing off all those who are Chayv Ski Leila and Hanuskolin. So we already had Balei, B'Yidayin, we had Moilech, and we had Oved Abed Zarm, Begadethus Hashem, all the different people. Now it says, Machalas HaShabbos is Chayiv Skila. So then the Mishnah adds on a Lashon, not always. Only Machalas HaShabbos, sometimes, B'dov Shechayob and Azlanakars, V'Shigos HaChatos. So the Gemara is Medayik Michlal, but the Mishnah you see that it's Gemalt, the person is Machal Shabbos on the level of their Isa. What he means to say that if you did an Isa, if you carried in a Carmelis, you're not Chayiv Misa. Of course not. It's only the Rabbanon. That means that it's gemolt that one is doing an Issa deraisa, Chil Shabbos deraisa, but because there's no Koris, so therefore, there's no Koris, no Chatos, therefore there's no Misa. What's the Hechet Timsa? What is it referring to? So the Gemara says, either it's referring to Tchum and Ali, but Rabbi Akiva, that's a Machloikis Satanoim. The Gemara always says, Rabbi Akiva held that Tchum Shabbos Alpai Mama is an Issa deraisa. Alpai Mama is 1 mil, to walk Alpai Mama, something like 3/5 of a mile, outside of, let's say, if a person lives all by himself in the mountains, in the desert, so he only has Alpai Mama in every direction. If you live in a big city, the Alpai Mama begins outside of the city limits, and the Gemara has a whole perikatu in Erev and Mishnais and Gemara to discuss how do you draw the borders of the city. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that din, you're not allowed to walk 18 minutes, 18 minutes, 22 minutes, whatever, you're not allowed to walk 18 minutes out of the city. He holds that that's an Issa deraisa, but there's no Misa, there's no Einish Misa. It's either that's what the Mishnah is referring to, but most of the Tanoim rejected Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That's how we pass on against Rabbi Akiva, that Chumen is love deraisa. We mentioned that Rambam and the Rif quote the Yerushalmi, the Rif at the end of the first Perek in Erevin quotes the Yerushalmi, that although Chumen Alpai Mama 1 mil is not an Issa deraisa, we have not accepted Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but if you would have a Yud-based mil, if a person walks 12 mil, outside of the city limits, that even the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva would agree that would be an Issa deraisa. In the Bavli, we don't have any zecher to that, so that's why the Bavli Atosus of Nishga halten from them, and the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept that Yerushalmi. There's no Bavli at all, so the Bavli obviously didn't agree. That's the Rif has a klal in the end of Erev, and the last Rif in Erev. Whenever there's a machlokes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, we follow the Bavli, because the Bavli was composed later. and they knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi, and if they write Fakerta, if they ignore it, so obviously Hilchasik Basra, they knew what the Yerushalmi had to say. So the Bavli never breathes a word about this, about the Yud Basna. And the Rambam, very often, the Vilna Goyen writes a Lashon on the Rambam. There are a lot of Shver Rambams all over. We don't know exactly where the Rambam got it from. So the Noisei Kelem matters very much. And the Bir Agro writes in a few places, Kidarka Livsik Bekamel Karmis Kaha, Yerushalmi Neged HaBavli. The Rambam often, Paskins like Yerushalmis, against Bablis. And several Sfarim have been written in the last 30, 40 years about this. Where are all the Mekoris that the Rambam, where were the cases and why did the Rambam decide to pass them like Yerushalmi? So here also, the Rambam and the Rir follow that Yerushalmi, that Yud Beis Mil, Tchum and Yud Beis Mil, is an Issa Derais, even though we don't accept Rav Akiva Shita. So the Bavli could have said like that. The Mishnah goes on Tchumen. Mishnah means to say that Tchumen, even though it's an Issa Derais, either Tchumen Yud Beis Mil or Tchumen 1 mil. If you all like Rav Akiva is 1 mil, Alpaimam, if you all like the Chachamim, Yud Beis Mil. The Bavli is not so. The Bavli says a different suggestion. Havor, I'll leave it to Rav Yosef. So the Bavli is against that. Okay. In fact, it's interesting, the Rambam counts that as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. He counts, there's an Issa not to do Malacha on Shabbos, then there's a separate Issa in the Mitzvahs, Minyan HaMitzvahs. There's a separate Issa not to go Chutz L'Tchum, there's a separate Issa Deraisa in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Bavli does not. Bavli says, either Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is alluding to that, that there is an Issa Deraisa to go Chutz L'Tchum, but there's no Koris and there's no Misa and there's no Chatas on that. That's what the Mishnah means. In such a case, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Or perhaps it goes, Havor Aliba the Rabbi Yosi, that the Tanoim had a problem. Why does the Torah single that Lo Sabar Reish B'chom Asher Sechem Yoyim HaShabbos? Why does it single out Havora? Havora is like one of the Lama Tes Malachas. It's a Manish Tanoim. No kores and there's no chatos. It's only a lav. The Torah singles out havara to show that it's weaker than the other. The other 38 malachas have misa, and havara doesn't have misa. So we don't paskin like Rav Yosi. That's a shaila. If you hold like Rav Yosi, the havara is only lelav yotzis. There's no misa. So what would you say by mechaber? Should you say that by mechaber is a kavachemer that it's only lelav yotzis? That there's not going to be any misa no chato. So you say, no, that's only havara. Havara is lelav yotzes. What does mechaber have to do with havara? So some argue, no, it's a chakal v'chayma. If havara is only lelav yotzes, so mechaber is to undo the havara, should zichar only be lelav yotzes. So there is such a thesis in Beitza and Afchav Beitza, and Aleph Thesis writes like that, that if they have a Yerushalmi that they interpret like that, that if you hold havara lelav yotzes, so kibui is also only lelav yotzes. And the Rashash quotes that he had a relative, Reb Menashe Ilya, I think. So he quotes Sher B'sar, Reb Menashe Ilya, wrote in his Sefer Alfei Menashe, Gimen Aniloi. So he wrote in his Sefer Alfei Menashe that if Havora Lelav Yotzes, so Kibui is also Lelav Yotzes. And then the Rashash says, but with all due respect, and he quotes Tesis and Beitza, says like that, he says, with all due respect, it's against an often the Gemara increases. The Gemara says, "I want to schayt the gechol, and one who pokes around in the cup." There's no kores and there's no chatos. It's only a lav. The Torah singles out havara to show that it's weaker than the other. The other 38 malachas have misa, and havara doesn't have misa. So we don't paskin like Rav Yosi. That's a shaila. If you hold like Rav Yosi, the havara is only lelav yotzes. There's no misa. So what would you say by mechaber? Should you say that by mechaber is a kavachemer that it's only lelav yotzes, that there's not going to be any misa no chatos? So you say no, that's only havara. Havara is lelav yotzes. What does mechaber have to do with havara? So some argue no, it's a kavachemer. If havara is only lelav yotzes, so mechaber is to undo the havara, should zichar only be lelav yotzes? So there is such a thesis in Beitza and Afchav Beitza, and Aleph Thesis writes like that. That if they have a Yerushalmi that they interpret like that, that if you hold Havora Lelav Yotzes, so Kibui is also only Lelav Yotzes. And the Rashash quotes that he had a relative, Reb Menashe Ilya, I think. So he quotes Sher B'sar, Reb Menashe Ilya, wrote in his Sefer Alfei Menashe, Gimen Aniloi. So he wrote in a sefer Alta Menashe that if Havara lelav yotzes, so Kibli is also lelav yotzes. And then the Rashash says, but with all the respect, and he quotes Tosis and Beitzah, says like that, he says, with all the respect, it's against the Nafanei Gemara increases. The Gemara says, I want to schoite b'gecholim, one who pokes around in the coals in the furnace as they're burning on Shabbos, is in violation of a double malacha. Some of the coals that were glowing will now be extinguished. The coals that were on top are glowing. The coals on the bottom are black. So if you start pushing everything around, so some of the coals on the bottom will start to flare up. So that's havara on those coals. And some of the coals that were burning will now be dark. It'll be kibui and there'll be havara. So what if someone did that? Hachoyte b'gecholim, and he violated the double malacha. So mechaba mava is yichayv tuchatois or not? So one brayser says chayv shtayim. Chilik malachas l'shabbos. One brayser says chay vachas. Why should it be chay vachas? So the Gemara says, oh, that brayser that says chay vachas holds havara l'lav yotzas. So there's no chorus on havara. So that's why there's no chiv chatas on havara. But on the kibui, there is a chatas. You see, mefurish when the Gemara increases. That on kibui there never was a machlokes. The whole machlokes hatanim was only on havara. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef. We paskin that havara is l'chalak yotzas. It's not the lav yotzas. Yeah. The Mishnah is telling you, according to some Tanoim, that such a thing exists. So the Mishnah is telling you, I'll leave it Rabbi Yossi, there wouldn't be an Einish Misa on one, and according to Rabbi Kiva, there wouldn't be an Einish Misa on Chum. And we don't pass like either, not like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Yossi, anything like
that.
Also good to Kasha. Why doesn't it say Mechama? Mechama is L'chola days, that's an Isa deraisa, and for sure there's no Einish Misa. I don't know. A good Kasha. The Gemara wanted to get something that's closer to a malacha. The Mishnah goes, "Vayte machlokes kalal of v'ima is beskila. Amak of v'ima is misa, but it's not skila. But amakalal of v'ima, it's chenek. But amakalal of v'ima is skila. So the Mishnah has a machlokes satanaim. Is the skila only if he's mekalal the shame, or even if he's mekalal bekinui?" What is exactly a shame, or what's a kinui? So the Rambam paskins chachamim poichim. The Rambam paskins like the chachamim that you're not chayiv misa. He says you'll be chayiv malchus. The Rambam says hamakal chaver b'shem was the Gemara in Temura that Taisus quoted Rabbi and Samachem the base. Taisus quoted the Gemara Temura Dav Gimlam the base where the Brisa quotes Rabbi Yisrael Glili. That even though Allah Shem or Maisa ain't like him all of, there are three exceptions to the rule. Mekal Chaver B'Shem is one of the three. If you curse someone else, B'Shem Hashem, so you do get Malchus despite the fact that it's Allah Shem or Maisa. So the Rambam writes over there, when you Mekal Chaver B'Shem, what do you mean B'Shem? So he says over there, it doesn't have to be Shem Hashem. If you Mekal B'Kinui, you say the Eberster should curse you, or the Holy One blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should ruin your Shalom Bayis, whatever. I give some kind of a klala, and I say the Rebbeinu Shalom should this. Mamash Akino, it's not even one of the Zayin Shem Shein Mechokim. So the Rambam says it does make a difference. It's still for the Malkus, there is Malkus. The Malkus, there will be, even if it's only Mikal Chaver or Bikinui. But he's, so if one curses his own father, so he's over on that regular love. So Malkus, there will be right away. With that batting an eyelash, it's going to be Malkus if he's Mekala love with Yima. But the Shaila is, when do you elevate it? When do you make it worse than Malkus? When does it become Misa? So that's a machlokes satanoim. So we pass him like the Chachamim that there's no Misa unless he's Mekala b'shem. Mekala b'kinoi is nid. What exactly does it mean, shame? What is shame Hashem? What does it mean, shame Hashem? So that's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Big machlokes over here, Rashi and the Rambam. Because the Gemara learns out the Shitas Chachamim Poitrim, the Gemara says, Man Chachamim Hu Shitas Rav Menachem B'Rav Yosi, that he holds by Megadef Es Hashem also, that you only chayiv misa by Megadef Es Hashem if he curses Shem Hashem with Hashem. You have to have Yaki Yosi Es Yosi. He has to say Hashem's name, and he says that Shem Hashem should be Mekalel Hashem, somewhat mistaken what the Megadef says. So the shame, there's a shame hamizbarech and the shame hamivarech. The shame hamizbarech is mekala l'shem Hashem. So the shame hamizbarech is the shame of dalad oisius. Which is the shame of dalad oisius? So the Rambam quoted three opinions. Is it davke yudke vavke, Or is it Dafka Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Because Yud Kevavke is not the correct pronunciation. Correct pronunciation is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. When the Rambam says, Vani Yomer Shal Shneim Hu Niska, the Rambam writes, my opinion, Hilchos Avodah says, my opinion is that whether he says the Shem HaMizbarech will be Yud Kevavke or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, they're the same thing. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the correct pronunciation for Yud Kevavke. Yud Kevavke is also a pronunciation. If he corrects it, if he pronounces Yud Kevavke Kichsavoy, so these two are called the Shem HaMforesh. So that's vis-a-vis the Shem HaMizbarech. He says, Yaki Yosi Es Yosi, the second Shem Hashem that he says in the Killah Shem Hashem. So that has to be the Shem Bin Dalet Oisius. And those are the three Pshitas in the Rambam, whether Davka Yudke Bavke, Davka Al Dalet Al Shnei Muniska. What about the Shem HaMivorech? The first, when it says in the Mishnah, Yaki Yosi Es Yosi, that's a euphemism. Yosi is a man's name, but the Rashi says they picked, where's that Rashi on the Mishnah Megadeth? They picked the name Yosi because it has, number one, it has four letters. And number two, it has a Yud, and a Vav, and a Yud. And Yud Kevavke has a Yud and a Vav. So it looks very similar. It's four letters and has a Yud and a Vav. So it's similar to the name Yosi. That's Anun Vav Amenal. So when it says Yaki Yosi Es Yosi, it means the Shem, he has to say Shem Hashem twice. So the second Shem Hashem, Es Yosi, the last Shem Hashem, has to be the Shem HaMeforish, which is either Al Dalun Yud Yud or Yud Kevavke or both, either or. What about the first Shem Hashem? So the Gemara says, oh, that's the same as over here. By Mikala Lavi Imoy, it is the same din as over there. According to Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yosi, according to the Chachamim, that you only chayev if you curse B'Shem, and if you curse B'Kinui not. So was Heist Hashem, was Heist HaKinui. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, on Samach Vav Amin Aleph, Kilolam B'Kinui. What's the Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah of Kilolam B'Kinui? It is Mekalel Aviv Ima Hu Adinami Mekalel Shem Hashem with one of the Kinuyim. Shakai Tzvokai Schanum Verachum. Chanum Verachum is a Kinuy. That's not one of the Zayin Shem Shem Mechokim. The Gemara in Shavuos has a brisa that there are seven proper names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to erase. Vesasim Kein Hashem Elokech, and you're not allowed to erase Shem Hashem. The Baratim Pasuk says you have to destroy Avodah Zarah, but it tells them it's Bizachoysam, Shibaratim is Matzebos, and Asherem Tisufumesh, the Baratim Hashmam and Amokma, you have to destroy the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Then it says, Losasim came, Hashem Elokim. So Losasim came means you're not allowed to destroy the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh, and you're not allowed to be Mechikas Hashem. One is Mechikas Hashem is Loike, the Rambam writes. If you erase even one letter from the Shem Hashem, you're Loike. So what constitutes Shem Hashem? Somebody writes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone writes G-O-D, and somebody erases it. So that's a violation of Mechikas Hashem? No. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara Shavuos only Zayin Shem Shem Nechokim. Shakai, Tzvokais, Chanam Racham is a Kinui. That's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a description. The Holy One blessed me, that's a description. The Almighty One, that's a description. That's a Kinui, a description. But this, Shakai and Tzvokais, that's one of the, those are two of the Zayin Shem Shem Nechokim. So Rashi learns that that's also part of the Machlekes over here. That the only time the Chachomim say that Yechayev by Megadif, by Mekal Lo B'Ima, Yechayev Nisa, if you use the Shem Yoyse, Yud Kei Vav Kei, or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, or both, or Ridua, whatever it is by the Shem HaMizbarech, whatever it's supposed to be by the Shem HaMizbarech, the second Shem Hashem, and the statement Yaki Yoyse Yisius, that's the same Shem has to be used by the Shem HaMivorech. That's how Rashi understands. And the Rambam understands not so. The Rambam, this is a big machlokes in Rishonim. The Rambam understands not so. The Shem HaMivorech can be any one of the Zayin Shem Shem Nimchokim, and there'll be Miso by Megadev. Yaki Yosi 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 is not the Shem, not the same. The second Yosi is either Yud Kei Vav Kei Rav Dal Nun Yud Al Shneim Hu Niska, and the first Yosi can be Tzvokai Shakai Elokim Eloka, any one of the Zayin Shem Shem Nimchokim. Eke Asher Eke. There's also from the Zayin Shem. That's not like Rashi. Rashi holds, no, that the Shem HaMavarach has to be Dafke, the Shem HaMavarach. And the Rambam holds, no, the Shem HaMavarach, the way we pass Malacha, could be any one of the Zayin Shem is Sheina Nimchokin. So the Rambam writes, if one is Mekala Lo V'Bima with using any one of the Zayin Shem is Sheina Nimchokin, Schaib Skila. And if he curses not with the Zayin Shem, as he curses, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says to his father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should ruin your parnasa, he should ruin your marriage, he should give you a miserable life, he should cause you to die right away. He curses his father by using the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Rambam says, Misa he's not going to get, because he didn't use one of the Zayin Shem Shem Chokim, But Malkus Hilge, because Mekalach Aver B'Shem is Loike, doesn't have to be the Shem Hashem. Even B'Kinuim is also Chai. There's no need for the Shem Hashem over there. You only need Shem Hashem, the Zayin Shem Hashem Mechokim, that's by Megadev, and by Mekalach Aver V'Ima. By Mekalach Aver B'Shem, the word B'Shem is not to be taken literally. If he just says, I wish that you should lose your parnasa. I wish you should, your marriage should fall apart, your parnasa, he curses everything. But he doesn't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the whole world. If the person curses the other one and he doesn't mention who should do this, the Bala Yecholus, the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he's not over on the he's over on the lab, Oinoaz Dvarim, he aggravates the other person. But he's not over on the lab of Loisa Kalacherish. One is only over on the lab of Loisa Kalacherish, Mekalel, if he invokes the Bala Koiches, the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's how the Rambam understood. Mekal Chaver B'Shem, the word B'Shem is Lav Davke B'Shem. You don't even need Zayin Shem Shem Nechokim. As long as he just refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Chanav Rachum, or Hapayim, whatever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Chayim. And on that Rambam, there's a famous Ravid. Famous, it was made famous by Rav Elbel HaSoloveitchik, because he has a whole Arichas Dvarim. And then he says, and the Ravid says it black and white. Rav Elbel says, I didn't have to say anything. The Ravid spells it out. The Ravid writes over there that by Mekalel Chaver B'Shem, that you get Malkus, the Rambam, he disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says, even if you just mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafsidus Panasoscha, so you get Malkus. The Ravid says, no, Mekalel Chaver B'Shem means Shem HaMefayrosh, Yudke Vavke. The Shem HaMekalel has to be the Shem HaMefayrosh. Hayitochen, but the Rambam holds that Mekalel Ovi V'Imoi, the Shem HaMekalel, could be any one of the Zayin Shem and Shem Mechokim and Yechayv Misa for them. So Mekal Chaver B'Shem, in order just to be Chayv Malkus, you have to have the Shem HaMefayrosh. How can that be? So the Ravid on the Rambam does not explain what the secret is all about. So Rav Elbel writes a whole Shtikel Torah, he figured it out, and then he says, and he found that the Ravid spells it out himself, the Feirish. The Shita Mekubetzis and Bob Metzia quotes the Ravid, and the Ravid is printed, if you look in Maseches Shvuas, they have the Hasogas HaRavid Al Arif. So the very end, all the way in the end of the Rif, they have a long paragraph in the Ravid, word for word, where Rav Elbel HaSoloveitchik said he was machaven exactly to what the Ravid said. The Ravid says the following. Li'oilam, the Gemara says, Alav Shem HaMaisa should be Ein Loikim Olav. So why is Mekal Chaveroi an exception to the rule? So the Gemara says it's based on a pasuk. Where is there a pasuk that says that if you curse somebody, that even though it's Alav Shem HaMaisa, nonetheless you Loikim Olav? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, "In Lashishma liyiras Hashem anichbet b'hanoira hazeh, v'ifla Hashem is makoischa." If you will be mezalzel in the holy Shem Amforish of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem anichbet b'hanoira hazeh, if you'll be mezalzel in the Shem Amforish, v'ifla Hashem is makoischa, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give you a punishment. So the Gemara says, "Haflozu eni de mahu." What does that mean? The Rabban Shalom will give you an unusual punishment. So the Gemara says, well, we have a pasuk that says, "V'hoyam din hakoyis harosh." If somebody is a rosh, he deserves malchus. V'hipilo hashofen tikol lefana. So the verb v'hipilo appears in Chumash in conjunction with malchus. So to over here, it doesn't say hipilo; it says v'hiflo. So the Gemara says that's what it means. V'hiflo has the same meaning, has the same connotation as v'hipilo. So haflozu any der mahu. Based on the other pasuk, I know that it means malchus. So the pasuk says they get malchus for misusing the shem hanichbod v'hanayra. So the Ravid says, Hashem HaNichbod V'Hanoira, Yud Kei Vav Kei, possibly Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, okay, that's the Pilpul that the Rambam quoted by Megadev. Is it only Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Is it only Yud Kei Vav Kei? Or is it Ashnei Mun Nisko, which is considered the Shem HaMefayrosh? Dafke this, dafke that, or either or. So the Ravid writes that in order to get Miso, there's no problem of Lav Shem HaMaisa. There's no Lach Lav Shem HaMaisa, there's no Miso. Whenever it says there's Miso, there's Miso. In order to get Malkus, we have a klal, Alav Shem HaMaisa, Ein Loikim Olav. So you want to tell me that a Mekalel Chaveiro is an exception to the rule. Where's the Mokka? So the Mokka is the Pasuk that says, L'Sishma L'Yiras Hashem HaNichbod V'Hanoira V'Hifla Hashem Es Makoischa. So that's only on the Shem HaMefayrosh. That's what the Ravid writes. That's Rav Elbel just pointed out, that the Ravid himself, in Shavuos, in Masech Shavuos, quoted the Shita Mekubetz, Mamatziah quotes that from the Ravid on Shavuos, on the Riv. The Ravid himself explains what he's talking about. The Ravid on the Hasogas, on the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, does not explain what he's driving at. It just says, Mekal Chaver, Hashem is Loike, is only if he uses the Shem HaMefayrosh Mamish. And the Ravid on the Rif explains it at length. Shimon Farish, that's the shayla that the Rambam raised. Is it only Yud Kei Vav Kei, not Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? No. Is it only Aleph Dalet? Because Lo Kishem Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra, the correct pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei Chutz La Mikdash is Aleph Dalet. Or should I say Al Shneimu Niskal, that they're both called the Shimon Farish? Whatever the din is there, the Rambam quoted the three sheets, it'll be the same din in this Raivet. What's called the Shimon Nichtav Vaner? Here the Gemara goes into a bit of a detailed discussion of the Dina Mekalalov V'imai. Does the Dina Mekalalov V'imai only apply to a son, or does it even apply to a daughter? Why should it not apply to the daughter? Some mitzvah says it, Shazman Gram, some mitzvah slow says it. Some mitzvah slow says it. Ishva kosav ish ali ish, tavasa de shayla. Es oviv, because it says ish ish kikal es oviv es imo. So Tosfos says there is no neutral gender in Hebrew. Either you talk Loshon Zoth, you talk Loshon Nekeva. So Tosfos writes over here, and Baba Kama Tosfos writes, Kol HaTorah Kula is written Loshon Zochar. The whole Torah is written Loshon Zochar, and it applies equally to men and to women, unless you have a, unless you say some mitzvah says it's Ashaz Mangrama, you say that women are excluded. But why should I exclude over here? Why is there a question? Why did the Brisa raise a question? So Tosfos says no. Whenever it says Ish, so the word Ish means Ish, usually means Ish v'lo Yisho. So whenever it says ish, let's say kigach shor ish asher yehu. So state ish. So that's why the Mishnah has to have a yafusa that shor ho isha is also chayiv. So Tosfos points out, if not for the fact that it says kigach shor ish, if it just said kigach shor asher yehu, and reyehu is beloshen zohar, so in the whole parsha everything is loshen zohar, you would not have said, you would not have required a yafusa to say that women are chayiv. But because it says ish, and ish usually means ish prat v'isha, so that's why you have to give a mocker to say that women are also chayv. So the Gemara has the mocker. Then the Gemara discusses, how do you know? Maybe the pasuk only says, shekalo lasavi ve'esimo. Maybe only if he's mekalo both. What if he's only mekalo one? He gets along with his mother. His father, he doesn't get along. He gets along with the father, doesn't get along with the mother. So how do you know if he's only mekalo one or not mekalo the other? How do you know he chayv nisa? That's a famous machlokes. It's Rabbi Yoshi or Rabbi Yonison. Bottom line, it comes out that there's an Einish Misa, even if he's only Mikala one without the other. And then the Gemara quotes the Psukim for all of the Yisurim of Mikala. There is a din, a Pasuk, Elokim Loisakala, Nosi Biyamcha Loisor. So that Pasuk, that's on the bottom of Amman Aleph. So the Gemara is quoting here from Masecha Sofrim, the last six lines on Samach Amman Aleph. There's a Machlekes HaTanoim in Masecha Sofrim. When someone's writing a Sefer Torah, when the Sefer writes a Sefer Torah, and he writes Elokim Loisakalo, is he supposed to have in mind Kodesh? He's supposed to be Mekadeshit? Or he's supposed to have in mind Chol, or Dayan? Like Lifnei. Adhu Elohim Yobad Rashneim. Asher Ashin Elohim Mishalim Shnaim Dereya. That's Chol, that's not Kodesh. Or let's say, when it says Avodah Zarah, Elohim Acherim, Elohim Acherim Alpanai. That's not Kodesh. That's called, that's Mamsha Avodizor. See, you're not supposed to have a mind to be Mekadoshim. So too, when you write Elohim and Mishpatim, Elohim, 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 three times, and it means Dayanim, that's called, that's not Kodesh. What about over here? When it says Elohim Loisakal, is this Kodesh or is this Chol? So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. What's the Sefer supposed to have in mind? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but from this Pasuk, we have established that there is a double prohibition. There's an Issa Negadif Es Hashem based on the Pasuk Elohim Loisakalo, and there's also an Isser Mekalav Dayan. If you curse anybody, has smicha. A Mekalav Dayan Yisrael is Arvan Alav, and you get Malkus. So if it's Kodesh, if you say Elikim, Loiskal goes on Hashem, it's Kodesh. So how do you know that there's a Lav on Mekalav Dayan? And if maybe if you say it's Chol that goes on a Dayan, maybe it's a Kal V'chaymer to the Rebbe Shalom. But if you say it's Kodesh, how do you know to include a Dayan? So the Gemara says, the Machlekes HaTanoim, between who is it, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yankif, and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's Kodesh or Chol, the Machlekes has an afkamina, what should the Sofer have in Zin when he's writing that Pasuk Elokim Loisakal? But bottom line, you darshan, in between the lines, you're going to say, also included in the Pasuk is the other one. If the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Kodesh, so we're also going to darshan Dayan. If the Peshut Hashem Mikra goes Adayim, we're also going to Darshan Hashem. Where are you reading the additional drasha? So the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, it really could have written Lois Sokel. Why does it say Lois Kalel with a double Lamed? Shma Minotarti. From that extra Lamed, we Darshan, if the Peshut Hashem Mikra goes on the Megadifest Hashem, so the extra Lamed teaches us to include also Adayim. And if the Pshuta Shemikra goes on a dais, so the extra lam, it teaches us that it goes on Hashem. The Rambam quotes part of this Gemara. It's strange, the Rambam really quotes it from a Mechilta. In the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam says, quoting from a Mechilta, he's not quoting from a Gemara. So the Mechilta says, a person curses a Dayan. So he gets Malkus, Elokim Lesikal. The Rambam in Per Kavav in Hilchos Sanhedrin quotes all these dinim about the Kalola. The Kalas Hashem is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and the Kalol Bnei Yodim is in Hilchos, the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin, right by the Malkus, he discusses it. So he has, if a person curses a Dayan who has Smicha, then he gets Malkus. And if the Dayan has Smicha, happens to be the Melech, or happens to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin, then it's an additional Malkus, Tzvei Mol Malkus, because Nasi B'Yam Kaloi Sor. The Rambam understands that the word Nasi in the Chumash means two people. It goes on the Melech, and it goes on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Ramban HaChumash is mesupik about that, because there is a Gemara in the first Perek in Hoirius. Hashem Nasi Yechta, a special din, that if a person is Mechal Shabbos, a Hedyot, it means a plain person is Mechal Shabbos, B'Shoigeg, reads Chelev Adam B'Shoigeg, so he brings Kizbo Sira. He has to bring Achatas, he has a choice, Kizbo Sira. And if he's the Nasi, then it's a special din, he brings a Sawyer. But being Mechal Shabbos, B'Shoigeg, Chelev Adam, he brings a Sawyer. So who is considered a Nasi? So the Nasi is the Melech. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Rabbi Chi asked the Rebbe, what would be the din if you, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, you're not the Melech, what's the din if the Rosh HaSanhedrin would be Mechal Shabbos B'Shag Rit Chelo Adam? Is the Rosh HaSanhedrin also called the Melech or not? So Rebbe answered Rabbi Chi, no. It says, Asher Nasi Yechto Vashem, only if he's the top man in the whole Klal Yisrael. He's the highest authority. The Rosh HaSanhedrin is Sof Kol Sof still Kafuf to the Melech. The Melech is the top man. So in that pasuk, that there's a din of Soyer Nasi, the din of Soyer Nasi only applies to the Nasi who's the Melech, doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So Ramban HaChumash, on Mishpatim, writes, he's not sure. Elikim lo sekal, Nasi b'yam kol lo sor. What about this Nasi? Here there's no pasuk that implies it has to be Dafke, the top man. So should I say that the word Nasi includes both the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin? Or should I say no, that just like over there, by Soyer Nasi in Parshas Vayikra, it only goes on the Melech, doesn't refer to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But once you've established that, so maybe this din, Nasi B'Yam Chalasar, also only goes on the Melech, doesn't go on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Ramban is not sure. And the Rambam writes, he is sure. The Rambam writes that the word Nasi by Klola goes both on both people, either on the Melech or on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So that's how the Rambam writes. That if you mekalel anybody, call out the Mishra, you get one time malchus. If the person whom you're cursing happens to be a dayan, so not only are you in violation of liskal cheresh means even a cheresh who can't hear, is still an issa. If he can hear, it's certainly included in liskal cheresh. That's how the Gemara says. So mekalel out the Mishra, liskal cheresh, that's once malchus. If the fellow happens to have smicha, it's two more malchus. And if the fellow whom he's cursing happens to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin or the Melech, it's three times Malkus. And if it's his father, then it's four times Malkus. That's what the Rambam writes. Then it's four times Malkus. And he's quoting, that's a Mechilta de Rashbi. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam says, quoting Mechilta de Rashbi. So the Ramban there on the Sefer HaMitzvah is Masik on the Rambam. He says, yeah, that's what the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says. Mechilta de Rashbi says it. But he said, we can't paskin like that. That's what we call in Halacha, Lav Shenitan Lasaros Misis Bezim, because Mekala Lovim V'Imai normally gets Einish Misa. If they warn him, don't be Mekala Lovim, you're going to get Skila. So they give him Skila. So if they happen to give, let's say somebody's Mechal Shabbos, and we gave him Hasra, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we'll give you Malkus. If somebody's Oved Avodah Zarah, we say, don't be Oved Avodah Zarah, we're going to give you Malkus. And Oved Avodah Zarah is supposed to get Misa, it's not supposed to get Malkus. So what if by mistake, Bemezi, B'Sheik, whatever, the Yadim gave a Hasra, don't be Oved Avodah Zarah, because we're going to give you Malkus. Do they, so Misa, they can't give. They did give Hasra and Misa. Do they give Taka Malkus? So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim in the third Perek in Malkus, in Elohim Aloikin. So the first daf. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rebbe Kivir and Mishmol. That's called Lav Shenitan, Las Horas Misbezin. So we pass in Eloikin Molam. So the Ramban and the Hasogas and the Sefer HaMitzvah, Tainas on the Rambam, he says, Michilta de Rashbi is Gven HaTana. He has a right to say that you get four times Malkus. But the Rambam shouldn't have quoted it, because the Rambam passes Lalach that a Lav Shenitan, Las Horas Misbezin, Eloikin Molam. So it's a pellet that the Rambam quotes it twice. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes, at least he's just quoting Michilta the Rashbi. But in the Yad HaZokeh, the Rambam quotes, and he said, that's the din. He quotes and he said, that's the halacha. It's a pele de geram. It's a shver Rambam. Okay, the Gemara just goes through the psukim to establish that you have all of these isurim. It's an isur not to be mekal the dayin, and not to, dayin means one has smicha, and not to be mekal all the nosi, the melech, and not to be mekal all cherish, and not to be mekal all of the ima. Yeah, that line does not. Yeah, that svara nigmar only goes on the melech. Amar b'malchus is chaynis. The Rama holds it's also included. If you would only have that pasuk, one could dingzach and say it only goes on melech. Once you have the other pasuk, it says lav dafke, it doesn't only go on melech. At that point, the Gemara suggested a havami. Then the Gemara has vaited the din abu al eshesish is chayiv misa. But the different three different misas, sometimes skila, sometimes shreifa, and sometimes chenek. So if it's a bas kohen shezinso, then it's shreifa, and if it's a nara hamarasa, then it's skila, and if it's a regular eshesish and nesua, then it's going to be chenek. So the Mishnah says that, and we already learned the machlokes hatanoim. When is the bas kohen the shreifa? Is it davka arusa? Is it davka nesua? Or is it either or? It doesn't make a difference. Three different opinions in the Tanoim. So the Mishnah says, in order that Abu al Naira Hamarasa, a Naira Hamarasa, in modern Hebrew, you say when a couple gets engaged, you say that there's erisin. That's not what the Mishnah means. If they're engaged, and the woman is not an Eshesish, that's Tanoim. Erisin means Kiddushin. He gave a ring and said, Hariat Mekudeshusli, that's a Naira Hamarasa. If a girl is engaged as Mizan, it's an Avera. But it's not an Isar Veshish, there's no Misa, and there's no Chathas, and there's no Kurt. So the Mishnah gives you the conditions. In order to be Chayv Skila, as opposed to Chenek, has to be Dafke Achetei Naira Besula Merase Hibbehibe Beis Avir. Four conditions. What's Naira to the exclusion of what? So the Gemara has a Machloike Satanoin. Naira to the exclusion of Bageris, the three stages in a girl's life. The girl, when she's born, until she reaches the age of Bas Mitzvah, till she reaches Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad, is a Ketana. Like a boy. Boy, till he reaches the age of Bar Mitzvah, Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, is a Ketan. And then after Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, it becomes a Gadol. So the girl becomes a Gedolah at the age of Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad, a year before. The Gemara says in Nida that Vayiven Hashem Elokim HaSeh Tzei Labina Yisera Nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Isa Yeshem HaBirish, the women mature earlier, they have more Seichel. So they become bas mitzvah at an earlier age. Yeah. So in our generation, the reform are clamoring that women want to have equal rights. They say it's not fair. So they declared that the girls become bas mitzvah at the age of 13. They say it's the equal rights. The Chazal said that the women are more mature, that the women are more sechel bini yisera, so the girl becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 12. So they're clamoring for equal rights. And so they want to be dumb. They want to be the lower madrega. So by many reform, they celebrate the bas mitzvah, the girls, at 13. Not to show any discrimination. Yeah. So there are three stages. So the girl, from the day she's born, the Rambam, the beginning of the Chassidus, quotes from the Gemara. From the day the girl was born till the day she reaches Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad is Aktana. From Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad she becomes a Gedoyla, but it's not a full godless. By boy, it's also not exactly the same. So but let's first do by the girl. So by the girl, she becomes a partial Gedoyla, not fully. She's a Naira for 6 months. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, Ein Bei Nairis Lebagros Elushisha Chadosh Malvad. When she becomes you have to have Yid Beis Shana V'Yom Echad, and you have to have Simonim, Shvei Saris and the Eva Ha'erevo. So whenever she becomes a Naira, so for the next six months she'll remain a Naira till she become a Bageris. That's the question. What if she only brings the Shvei Saris at the age of 16? So she becomes a Naira for 6 months, then she becomes a Bageris at 16 and a half? Or do you say no? She can't be a Naira past the age of 12 and a half. If she'll bring Shtei Cyrus at the age of 12 and 3 months, then she'll be a Naira for 3 months. If she'll bring Shtei Cyrus at the age of 12 and 5 months, she'll be a Naira for 1 month. Eim Naira's Lebagris of the Shisha Chodosh Mevad means maximum. It's maximum 6 months. And Mishlam Melech and the Rambam Hilchasish shows this is a machlekes harishon. The machlekes, the Rambam, Taisus, and Nida. What this means, that for the first 6 months after Gadlus, she becomes a Naira, till she becomes a Bageres, that's only from 12 to 12 and a half, but after 12 and a half, she goes straight from Katnus to Bagrus. Oh no, you always have a Ktana, a Naira, and a bageris. Once she becomes a bageris, then she's a full gedoyla, then the godless is complete, and then she's already yotim mishu savir. So the father can no longer be makabel kiddushin, and father cannot be meif in the dorim anymore, nishkin balabos anymore on the daughter. Ois balabos over his daughter. Yeah. So the Gemara says in Ksubas, the father can only sell his daughter as an amo iriya when she's a ktana. If the father sells her when she's a ktana, then the pasuk says she's yotze lecheris when she has simane nairis. She's yotze lecheris when she has simane nairis. So the Mishnah says that there's only mecher. The father can only sell his daughter dikatnuso after she reaches godless. After she's not, father cannot sell. So the Gemara has a machlekes ramei nachachamim. What about oynes and mefata? If someone is ma'amis and mefata, the girl is a bogeres, so there's no chiv chamishim shekel. The din only applies to a naira, not to a bogeres. What about to a ktana? Is there an oynes of oynes by a ktana? Or do you say no? When the chumish says chifata ish naira besula, or it says when someone is ma'anis, a naira besula maybe means naira velo bogeres. Or do you say no? Naira velo bogeres and naira velo ktana. So the Gemara says that's a machlek. Is a man a chachamim? Do you say kol makom sheyesh mecher ein knas? That's just a lashon to remember. Makom sheyesh mecher means when the girl is still a ktana, the father has the ability to sell her. There's an amo ivriya. So kol makom sheyesh mecher means when she's a ktana ein knas. There's a mershita. There's no knas for a ktana like there's no knas for a bogeris. There's only knas and when it's a mefate when she's a naira. That's what it says in the chumash. And we paskin against her. And we paskin afilu makom sheyesh mecher yeish knas. Even though the father can sell his daughter as an amo iriya when she's a ktana, still, if someone is ma'anis and mefata, so there's going to be a din of ma'anis and mefata even during katnas. How do the chachamim know that it's so? Zof kosof it says, yichipate ish naira besula. It says naira, why not say naira v'lo bageris, naira v'lo ktana? Why not restrict this? So the Gemara has an interesting drasha. The Gemara Ksuba says that is chaser, that we darshan from the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes, has been one of the lesser known drashas. Is that sometimes you have a word in Chumash that's written mole in Chaser, so sometimes when it's written mole in an unusual fashion, we assume there must be a reason for it, and sometimes when it's written Chaser, there must be a reason. So the Gemara says the word Naira is often spelled Nun Ayin Reish, and we pronounce it Naira. So how come it's written Naira Chaser? So the Gemara says that's what it means. She's an incomplete Naira. She's not a full Naira, is Yud Bei Shanaviyah Mechod, which they Cyrus. She's a Gedayla. An incomplete naira is a ktana. A halba naira is a ktana. So that's the drosh of the chachamim. How the chachamim know that the din of oynes and mefata even applies to a ktana? That's how we paskin, because the word naira is written chasehei to imply even a naira chaseira is also chayv. So that the Gemara assumes over here that machlokes are mei na chachamim in ksubis, where the kamakom sheyesh mecher yesh enkras, where are they mutually exclusive? When the girl is a ktana, whether you darshan bikitza, whether you darshan naira, v'loy bageris, that's all? Or that's how the chachamim say? Or you say, no, naira v'lo bageris, naira v'lo ktana. Naira means only naira. Not too old and not too young. Only at this slot, not earlier, not later. So that machlekes ramei nachacham over there applies over here as well. The pasuk says over here that a naira hamarasa gets skile, unlike a regular eshes ish, nesua gets chenek. So when the Torah says dafka nairo, it certainly means naira v'lo bogeres. If the girl is past the age of 12 and a half, she's a bogeres, it's not going to be skila. It'll only be chenek. So what if the girl is so young, she's a ktana? So the ktana is a la basanchin, she doesn't get any einish. There's nothing to discuss, but the shayla is the ma'anek, the one who is baleo. The one who is baleo, does he get skila? Or do you say, no, he can't get any skila. So the Gemara says, that's a machlokes hatanoim. That's a machlokes hatanoim. However you paskin there, that's how you paskin over here. So the word naira in the Mishnah, the four requirements has to be a naira. Naira v'lo bogeris. Does it also mean naira v'lo ktana? That's a machlokes zamein rabbana. Mu'urasa means erisin as opposed to nisuin. If the girl already has nisuin, so there's not going to be an oinish of skila, it's going to be chenik. She has to be a besula if she's already a bu'ula, it's a vaita. She could be an arusa, she could be a naira, but if she's a bu'ula, it doesn't apply. And it has to be the hebe base of viho. What do you mean, hebe base of viho? So the Gemara says, prat l'shemaser av l'shluchei abal. If she's no longer b'shus of viho, even though she's all of the above, she's a naira besula, are erisin. It's not yet nisuin. Maser av l'shluchei abal is not yet nisuin. But since she's no longer the base of viho, So the pasuk says that the skila is only if it's bevesavim. So the Gemara darshins all the dina from the pasuk. Then the Gemara learns out Then the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanoim, it's in Kiddush in the first paragraph. Also different details in Hilchos Eishes Ish. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanoim. What if the girl is all the conditions, erison, anaira, besula, bebeis avia, all the four conditions, she's still a psula, but she was nivola shaloi kedarka. Nivola shaloi kedarka, so she's still going to be a psula. So let's say the second one who is bo aleha, the second one is mezana with the same Eishes Ish, so she's still a psula. So since, do you say, since you have all the four conditions, so the boil sheni is also chayv skila? Or they say, no, that's not called a psula. Even though physiologically she's a psula, biologically she's a psula, but since alpidin, a maisa bia was done by the bia shaloi kedarka, so maybe that's called ois psula. So that's a machloike satanon. Machloike satanon based on psuki. Then the Gemara has a bit of a discussion. What would the din be? The Gemara has over here, boy menei rab yankit barada mei rab. He has a shaila, according to Rab Meir, that you say, naira is mamait both. Bogeres and Ktano. So if the girl is a Bogeres, so then you say that there's an Einish Chenek. Like in regulations issues. What if the girl is a Ktano? So the Gemara is not sure. According to Rab Meir, according to the Chachamim, the Boaleh will be Beskila. But the Shad is according to Rab Meir, holds that there's no Skila. So what are you Memait? Mau. Do you say Legamer Memaitle? Do you say that there's no Einish Misa at all? But he said, no, Miskila Memaitle, but there will be Chenek. It's not Nagel Aloha because we don't pass like that. But the Shaila was within Rav Meir. So the Gemara has a discussion. There is a pasuk, Gemesa Gam Shneim at Shiyu Shneim Shovim. So the Gemara suggests that maybe at Shiyu Shneim Shovim should mean that that in this case there shouldn't be any Yonish Misa. How do you see, what do you mean at Shiyu Shneim Shovim? So Rashi learns Pshat Shneim Shovim, since the Ketana is a Lab Basonshin, she doesn't get any punishment at all, and the Boyal is a Baronshin. So he shouldn't get any Yonish because she doesn't get any Yonish. So Tosfos says, how can it be? But we have a Mishnah like that, a Mishnah leader that says, Habu al Aktano. Any arayis, Habu al Aktano, Yiserim in Bashal Lashonim Yamechot, is Biyosa Biyah, after the age of three, is Biyosa Biyah. So then there will be an Yonish. So how can it be that Rashi learns over here that there's one opinion about Shiyu Shneim Shav? So Rabbi Natan is a whole different interpretation. No, Shiyu Shneim Shav means Shavim Bosa Misa. If you have a pasuk that says that the ketano that the boyel theoretically is nismite, he doesn't get skila, so he's going to get chenek, and the girl is a la basonshin, but she would have been a basonshin, she would have gotten skila. So if they're not coordinated, if theoretically she would have been chayv skila lamaisi, he's chayv chenek. How can it be? There's something kakait over here. So if it's supposed to be a shiur shneim shom boisa misa. So that's the Gemara has a discussion. What would the din be? Aliba de Reb Meir. Lamai said, we don't pass like Reb Meir. We don't darshan Naira Veloktan. So as far as we're concerned, the din is that there is a Chiyuv Skila. So we just Mamait Naira Velok Bageris. We're not Mamait Naira Veloktan. The Gemara has other details in Hilchas Maisa. Chidud Maisa Hordas. Other details in Gili Arayis and in Hilchas Eishesish. Okay, maybe next week we'll continue with the next Mishnah. The Parsha tells us that when Avraham Avinu was interested in being the Kabbalah Sora, so they offered him that the Mivcha Kareina Kareis Meisech, he should bury her in the most beautiful cemetery. And he said, no, he has to have a separate Kebri, so he's not permitted to bury in the general cemetery. So then Efron Achiti, he said he's interested in Maris HaMachpelah, so Efron Achiti offered, they'll give it to him for nothing. He says, no, he wants to pay for it, he doesn't want it. And he kept on insisting until he finally paid a fortune of money. So what's the significance of Dapke paying? So on the Sfarm, they quote from the Zohar that there's a special inyan that you should Dapke pay. When it comes to mitzvahs, you should dafke pay, you shouldn't get it in matana. What's up is the inyan? The Gemara has such an expression in Yesh Noichlin. The Gemara quotes Pesukim in Yoshua. I think when Pinchas died, it says he was buried in the karka that his wife got birushin. So the Gemara has a discussion, is the din habal yerush yisishta or not? If it turns out that if the din habal yerush yisishta is only a din rabbanon, and it wasn't yet instituted, so it's going to come out, he's buried there. And then after a while, this cemetery plot where he's buried is going to go to someone else. It's going to be turned out. Nimtza Tzadik Kovur, the Kavish Enu Shalom, is going to come out that he's buried in someone else's plot. So the Gemara sees the significance in being buried in your own plot, and the Psukim emphasizes the significance in paying for the plot. You shouldn't get it for nothing. It's, well, what's this inyan dafka of paying for it? And the Zohar says to pay for mitzvah. Let's say someone offers you, they want to give you a dalad minim, they want to give you a matana. Talis tefillin, so aninya dafka that you should pay for it. What's the significance of paying? So the Gemara has in the end of Makis, the Gemara talks, there was one Amor by the name of Rav Safra, who is a very honest person. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says about him, Dover Emes Bulvavoy. So Rashi quotes a whole Agarate, we don't have it in the Gemara. Rashi quotes it, he was a merchant, and he was once saying Krishna, davening. And a customer came in, and the customer said he wants to offer $25 to buy the tape recorder in the middle of Krishma, and he couldn't say anything. So then the customer is mumbling Krishma, and making a simon, he's going to tell him later. And he made up his mind, he's going to give it to him for $25. Then the customer thought that it's not enough, so he offered $35. Bite the same Krishma, so he offers $45, till he finally finishes saying Krishma. So the customer already offered a lot of money. So he says, I excuse myself, I was saying Krishma, I couldn't be mopsik. But when you offered the first amount of money, I agreed then, and I'm going to give it to you for that price. He doesn't want to take a penny more. It'll be an Isik Zela because Devaram is Bulvava. And the Shulchan Aruch, they quote that this is a recommended Midas Chasidus for everybody. And the Pashtus is it comes up every so often. Let's say someone is selling an automobile, someone's selling an apartment or a home or something like that. And even if the customer is a Nachri, it's a Midas Chasidus, that it's an Isik Zela. That if I agreed to sell it for so much, and then, but he doesn't realize that I agreed to sell it to him for so much, and then he thinks I want more, and he's offering more. So if I take a penny more than what I agreed to in my heart, in a certain sense, it's an isek zela. The din, strictly speaking, the din is that the dvarm shebalev ain't a dvarm. What you have in mind in your heart doesn't count. But the midas chasidus is that the person should be medaktik on the dvarm shebalev. The same thing is true regarding matonis. That sometimes somebody feels pressured into giving a matana. He really wasn't interested in giving a matana. So, what do I care that he didn't give it with his full heart? He didn't give it b'lev shalom. Dvarm shebalev ein dvarm. He said he likes me, he wants me to have a maskeres, and he wants to give me this expensive gift. So, dvarm shebalev ein is going to come out that his wife is kofa b'kevesh ein shaloi. So, he turned it down when you need shalachem by David Minim. So, you shouldn't rely on a matana. You should make sure that you pay some money for it. So there won't be any shaila that there's any isek zeila. Let me just mention that on Chalamoit Sukkis, HaGoen Rav Aaron Soloveitchik passed away at the age of 84. It's very unfortunate. He was a great goyin, an unusual tzaddik. He was always compared to his brother. So people always cheated him. They never gave him the cover that he deserved because they were always comparing him with his older brother, Rav Yoshe Ber. But on his own right, he was an unusual tzaddik, an unusual goyin also, tremendous.